Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and we're just about 10 minutes away from the latest world news from the BBC. Right now, it's the latest news in agriculture, and here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning, everybody. The cash hog prices today are called steady to a dollar per hundredweight lower on expected soft demand from packers and lower wholesale pork prices on Friday. USDA reported the pork cutout was down almost a dollar, 99 cents, at $76.76. That's the lowest since May 6th. Market analysts and livestock dealers said with last week's slaughter nearly 11% larger than the year-ago figure, pork prices may be under additional pressure early this week. Peoria is called steady with a top price of 46 even. They call it steady. Heavy rain had left low areas with lots of water, and the stockyards are kind of flooded as well in the Peoria area. In the western or eastern Corn Belt, Daily Direct Hog report for yesterday, for Friday rather, June 6th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,306. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 66 even to 75 even. The weighted average was 71.15. That was down 42 cents from Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilds sold from 47.93 to 59.83. The weighted average was 57.18. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 17,035. The base price range was 65.75 to 75.61. The weighted average was 72.13, up a penny from Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 51.50 to 59 even. The weighted average was 55.02.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Prices overnight were up across the board. We'll look at overnight trading on the Chicago Board of Trade and the outside wheat markets. Also, we'll get a pre-opening call from Brian Maple at FC Stone in Indianapolis. First, a look at our growing areas forecast and some update on very wet conditions in growing areas. Here's AM 580 meteorologist Scott Olthoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you very much. You're exactly right. Some very wet and flooding conditions across the growing areas across the most of the Midwest. Heavy rain caused widespread flooding across portion of the Midwest over the weekend, with some areas seeing record-breaking floods. I know the Embera River in St. Marie passed an all-time record over the weekend. That's down there in Jasper County in southeast Illinois. Flooding was common in Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, southern Wisconsin, western Michigan, and southern and western Indiana. Significant crop and property damage occurred, and some fields will need to be replanted if they've been planted at all. Rainfall of 3 to 6.5 inches reported officially from central and northern Iowa through southern Wisconsin, southeastern Michigan, while 2 to as much as 7 inches occurred from central into interior southern Indiana. However, Doppler radar and other surface reports suggest up to 8 inches of fell incurred in some areas of the region. Rain coverage was near 100% in the western Corn Belt and 80% in the east. Rainfall elsewhere occurred from range from 1 to 2 inches in much of northern Missouri and eastern Nebraska, while most other locations received anywhere from 3/10 to 1 inches. Ohio and Kentucky were mostly dry, while South Dakota and southern Minnesota reached anywhere from 1/10 to 3/10 of an inch. Rain will continue this week, causing some new flooding concerns in some areas and worsening flood conditions in others. Floods and additional crop damage will be most significant from Missouri and Iowa into southern Minnesota, southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, and western Michigan. A pattern of less frequent and less intense rain will begin this weekend and continue next week with warmer temperatures expected as well. This warming trend will be important in drying out fields as it'll increase our evaporation rates. High temperatures the next week in the south will be mostly in the 70s and 80s northwest and 80s in the lower 90s across the south. A few cooler readings will occur in the far northwest where a few upper 60 readings are possible periodically. Low temperatures will be in the 40s and 50s northwest to the 50s and 60s and a few lower 70s across the southeast. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, net drying occurred in most of the Delta and southeastern states during the weekend. Isolated showers were noted in 15% of the region with rainfall of anywhere from a quarter to a half inch resulting. High temperatures were in the 90s with some lower hundreds from portions of Georgia into eastern North Carolina. NOAA's temperatures were in the 60s and 70s. Net drying is expected the next 2 weeks in the Delta and the southeastern states, although a brief boost in topsoil moisture will occur Friday through Sunday when light rain will fall across much of the region. The rain will slow drying rates and help reduce crop stress in the driest areas of the southeastern states. However, rainfall will not provide a lasting increase in soil moisture, and significant rains will still be needed soon in southern states to prevent crops from being significantly moisture stressed. Soil moisture is still a little more plentiful in the Delta, and the crops there can go a little longer without becoming significantly stressed, but the region would benefit from general soaking of rain. In the U.S. hard red wheat belt, thunderstorms produce heavy rain in minor wheat areas of central and eastern Nebraska Friday through Sunday early afternoon. Rainfall 1 to 2.5 inches resulted. Most key wheat production areas were not impacted by significant rain. A second area of heavy rain did occur overnight from central parts of Texas Panhandle through the northern and central Oklahoma, where 1 to nearly 4 inches has resulted. The wet weather has raised concern over grain quality, with some potential for head sprouting in Oklahoma, while wet weather disease may occur in some areas from Oklahoma into south, central, and eastern Kansas. Too much rain in some hard red wheat areas is threatening crop quality issues. There are already some reports of wet weather fungus and disease in parts of the region. Overnight heavy rain in Oklahoma has raised some concern over head sprouting and lower grain quality. Poor drying conditions today will maintain a poor environment to avoid head sprouting. Additional rain Thursday and Friday may add to the potential problem. Late developing wheat is likely benefiting from the most current weather pattern, although there has been some yield loss in unirrigated fields of the far southwest because of last week's heat. That's your growing area's weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Oltoff.
Thanks, Scott. Now overnight activity on the boards of trade in Kansas City. The July wheat contract opened at 8.59, up 12 and a quarter cents. Last traded up 16 and a quarter. September 8.56 and a quarter, unchanged on the open. Last traded up 22 and three quarter cents. Minneapolis spring wheat for July at 10.35, opened 8 and a quarter cents up. Last traded up 19 and three quarters. In Chicago, nearby July wheat opened overnight at 8.22, up 11. Last trade up 17 and a quarter. September, 8.32 and a half, up 4 and three quarters. Last traded up 17 and a quarter. December, 8.59 and three quarters, up 9 and a half. Last trade up 18 and three quarters. March wheat, 8.66, 12 and three quarters up. Last traded up 13 and three quarters. In the corn pit, July nearby corn opened up 10 on the open at 6.60 and three quarters. Last traded up 16 and three quarters cents. September 6.72 up 8 and a quarter. Last traded up 15 and three quarters. Dease corn 6.88 up 10 and a quarter. Last traded up 16 and a quarter. March 6.99 and a quarter up 7 and a half. Last traded up 14. And May corn 6.97 unchanged on the open. Last traded up 18 cents. July of next year's corn 7.06 and a quarter up 5. Last traded up 13 and three quarters. July soybeans opened at 14.69 and a quarter, up 11 and three quarters. Last traded up 20 and three quarters. August 14.60, up 12 and three quarters. Last trade up 20 and a quarter. September 14.57 and a half, up 11. At last traded up 24. November 14.49 and a half, up 10. Last traded up 23 and a quarter. January beans 14.54, unchanged on the open. Last traded up 29 and one quarter cents. July soybean meal opened overnight at 373.20, up 20. Last traded up 5 even. August at 375.50, up 50. Last traded up 5.20. July bean oil, 64.49, up 15. Last traded up 61. And August, 65.15, up 46. Last traded also up 61. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing?
Pretty good. We're a little bit drier than you guys. And boy, 11 inches of rain in parts of Indiana. That's not good. That means we're going to see an up market today. And I guess everybody, all the traders are talking weather today, too.
Yeah, it's going to continue to talk weather because the reality is we needed a good crop out of both corn and beans this year. Well, and wheat as far as that's concerned, because some of the wheat over here in Indiana is going to be severely affected with these flooding rains that we've had over here. And a lot of our wheat is in southern Indiana. In the Indiana portion, kind of carries on over into Ohio, where you've got just way too much rain that we push through these areas. And I think that's what they're looking at. You had flooding in Indiana. You had some instances of flooding in portions of Iowa, Wisconsin over the weekend, maybe a little bit over in Nebraska, and things just continue to get worse. And then you throw in that big run in crude oil on Friday. Now, we're back down a little bit this morning. Crude oil is down $2.80. But I think the reality is we traded sideways for so long, basically from April 1st until last Wednesday or Thursday, we'd been in a sideways pattern in corn and beans. Now we've broken out to the upside, and that should indicate to us that we're probably going to make a run at $7 on the July corn. We almost got $7 last night in the December corn. And beans probably go back and challenge their contract high, which is $15.95 in the July, 95 and three quarters, actually. So you've got to figure upwards and onwards at this point that this market is looking at less than ideal crops across the belt and not much let up in the rains that we continue to see. Beans that get drowned out, we're running out of seed to try and come in and replant those. We do have crop reports coming out tomorrow morning on supply and demand. Soybeans are looking for a little bit of an increase in the export numbers, taking the average guess on trade on carryout on beans down to 134. Corn, they're actually adding a little bit to it, so you're 1.424 billion on the corn carryout for this year's crop. But next year, you're getting down to continued rationing-type numbers with the average trade guess on corn at 736, beans at 180, and wheat at 496. Wheat would be the only one that I don't think you're seriously seeing rationing right now. But,
right.
You know, as your weather meteorologist was talking, you know, we got problems in wheat with too much rain out here causing some disease.
Let's get your opening calls then.
I'm going to stick with what we did overnight. I think we'll open up 15 to 17 cents in corn, probably back off just a little bit after that because of the outside markets being a little bit weaker.
Uh-huh.
But then I think you'll come right back towards the end of the day.
And beans?
Beans, I'm going to go with probably 20 better and do the same thing, back off and then run again.
And on the wheat?
Wheat, I'm going to say you're probably going to see that up 15 to 20 here today and be solid.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Tom.
Brian Maple is with FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis. It's 901 at WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. A flood watch in effect for tomorrow through tomorrow morning for northern and central Illinois.